The Climate Change Summit is described as a call to action, bringing together political leaders from big cities and small towns, lawmakers, businessmen, environmentalists, and scientists to reduce the causes of global warming and adapt to its local impacts. Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton organized the event. She says there's no time to waste.
We saw it with the floods last June. We are going to have to adapt to this reality of global climate change, which is already upon us. It's likely to be different in Superior than it is in Kenosha.
Lawton says each region of the state will be asked to develop a different climate change strategy. Keynote speaker Ron Burke, the Midwest director for the Union of Concerned Scientists, says one region, southern Wisconsin, could eventually see 30 days a year with temperatures above 100 degrees.
We know that Wisconsin's summers have become much warmer already and will continue to become warmer due to climate change. And in fact, by the end of the century, Wisconsin's summers will resemble northern Texas or Arkansas.
Lawton argues that the summit not only makes sense for the environment, she says it will spur economic development and work toward energy security for America.
My answer to the critics who think we can't afford to make some of those changes today is that there's no tomorrow without doing it.
Lawton says everyone who attends today's UW-Stevens Point Summit will be asked to sign a resolution pledging to work on regional climate change solutions. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.